Last week on Keith and the Girl, I'm Bianca Brady. Didn't mean to startle you. And I'm here with Keith and Hemda again.
Hello.
Every week, the same thing. You two, me, wrapping it up. Last week on Keith and Girl, here we are. How do you feel? What's up? How is it going?
What a sweet voice Bianca has, right?
Hello, everybody. I am here in a bit. Keith and Hemda will fight. We're going to go over the last week's information.
I'm merely a vessel. Mm-hmm. And then I just pour a little Keith in. I pour a little Hemda in. And the chemicals react. And it's like one of those volcanoes. Science fair.
She's saying how she plays us. Yep. It's very interesting. We should pay attention.
Everyone loved Bill Nye at the end of it, the volcano, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you. How are you? What day are we on with not only no smoking, but of course, no lozenges?
It's been probably like a month now, maybe a little bit more.
That's a big deal. Easier now, of course?
Yeah, in a way, but still very hard.
Okay.
And still very tempted to go back.
What do you do instead? I've read, have a carrot. Have a delicious carrot.
I do have some raw almonds at my desk.
Okay.
And I have been chewing at least a pack of gum a day.
Okay. What's your gum of choice?
Trident.
Okay.
I like a spearmint, but then I also like some of the fruity flavors. Mm-hmm. They've got a dragon fruit lychee. That is really dynamite. Hmm. I would recommend it.
I like Trident because there's enough flavor, but it's not overpowering. It's a small gum. It can chew. It has a long-lasting chew.
Well, I chew two pieces at once.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, if I can, they're so tiny. They're a joke. They're like the appetizer for other gum.
They changed the shape, though. Yeah. They're not as tiny anymore, oh, is really? What you're thinking.
Oh, they're square. They come in those packets where you do them one at a time.
No. They look more like Orbit now. They're that shape and size. Oh. But they have a better texture.
Interesting.
Have you guys tried as an adult to chew bubble gum? Because it is a goddamn mess. I can't believe we give that to smaller mouths than us because it was unmanageable and tried to slide down my throat the entire time.
Really?
Yes.
Dangerous.
I at least like something to do. I am not a gum person. The flavor leaves in 2 seconds, then it's cardboard to me.
Yeah, it's not great. I hate chewing gum. I hate the way it looks. Mm-hmm. Like, if people see me doing it, I am embarrassed. But it does help with the craving, especially after you eat like a big meal. Mm-hmm. Mm. When you have been used to nicotine for so many years, like coming in at the end of the meal, just cleaning everything up, wiping it away, making you feel good again.
How long? I know you were on lozenges. How long did you smoke?
I started smoking when I was 17.
Till when?
Till like 25 or 26.
Would you smoke after sex?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's just funny to me. I know people do it, but I guess smoking enhances everything, right?
Pretty much everybody smokes after sex, right? You ever date a person who smokes?
I don't remember if they did or not, to be honest. Probably.
Well, if you didn't, it'd be like you quit smoking. It's like you have to after at some point. Right. And if you've been having sex, you probably haven't had a cigarette in a while. It's not like because of the sex. You have to.
Right. But if it enhances, like, you know, after a good meal, then do it while we're fucking.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've done that too.
Really? Have you?
Keith? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Of course I have. Look at me.
Doing the dice behind the head.
Yeah, I don't. I wasn't paying attention, right. You know? No, I don't think I ever did that. But I did have...
You're doing doggy style, and then you're like, what do I hear?
I would smoke and fuck at the same time.
I mean, I've definitely had sex with while having a nicotine lozenge.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten food while you're smoking? I've seen that.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
And I've had like a nicotine lozenge or a Nicorette gum and then smoked a cigarette while the Nicorette gum was in my mouth. Yeah.
Wow. One time I took a sleeping pill and took ZQL also. Yeah. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah. It's not great. It's not great from where I am.
Well, congrats then. This is even a bigger deal than I knew.
I don't have anything to do now. I have nothing.
Would you like some Diet Coke?
Yes.
Just something bad.
I need something. I mean, I've been eating more candy, I guess, okay. But still not enough to make it bad.
Because it's hard to say, hey, I need a 5-minute break. I need candy. You know, I was always jealous of those people. Even as a waiter, you couldn't sneak off and drink water for 2 minutes, but you could sneak outside to do a cigarette. People knew the disease.
Yeah.
Do you get more done at work?
No. I mean, it's been so long with the lozenges, which you can do anywhere, that it doesn't really change that. But I do miss, like, getting out of an awkward social situation by going and smoking a cigarette. And then usually the other people smoking cigarettes were cool people who you did want to talk to.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes I will still go out with the smoking group and just stand there because it's better.
I'm going to go out and see if anybody's smoking.
Yeah. It's like, it's sometimes a party sucks, except for you want to go to the party so you can leave to hang out with the cigarette people.
Yeah. They are cool people. I'll tell you something, kids. Not only does it make you look cool, it's a cool fucking move. The cool people happen to be the ones smoking.
Yeah. Not respecting yourself is the move.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. Do you guys have any recommendations for me what I should do to blow off steam now? I got nothing.
Well, I hate to side with your mom, but exercise. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm hearing that one a lot.
I did go for a jog yesterday.
How was it?
It was good.
You needed a cigarette after, didn't you?
I would have loved one.
Right. Do you get that runner's high? Is it close to a cigarette high?
No, it's not close. And it's harder to achieve. But it was nice. It was a gorgeous day.
Well, congratulations. A month is a big deal.
Thank you. Going strong.
They say the cravings go after a decade. So stick with it.
I mean, even my mom, who's like a big time athlete and hasn't had a cigarette in like over 30 years. She always says that if she were to pick one thing up again, it would be smoking. Wow. Like when she's really old.
Wow.
Because she still misses it.
Oh, man. You hear that, kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't start.
That's your best friend.
What did she do as an athlete?
My mom?
Yeah.
She runs marathons.
Oh, wow.
And does triathlons.
And why does she have, like, what crime did she commit? She has to?
She used to do a different type of thing. And then she switched.
Okay.
She made the switch.
All right.
So she does it in a cuckoo way, but she loves it.
So when you see a bunch of triathletes, you know they lived some fucking life.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is how they repent.
Right. Yeah. It's crazy.
Who else would volunteer to do that shit?
Oh, good for her. Like, really? She got off some bad stuff to be an athlete?
That's
great.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It all happened before I was born. So some of the stories, I'm like,
do you like them? Are they fascinating or are they skeevy?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Right.
It's like, you did that? Yeah. Whoa.
Look at that. Was she with your dad at the time and your dad kept the bad habits going?
It's like they went on totally different paths.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. Like, I would like to join my wife on, you know, we're getting our stuff together, but then the option is a marathon. See you in Florida, sweetheart.
No, it was after. Okay. It was after. Right. She was like, she was divorced. She was broke. She had nothing to do. So she just started running. She's like, sucks. I have to go back to hang out with that kid. Right. But at least for a while, I can do this free thing that hurts, but it's not bad for me. And that's exercise. So let's talk about last week's shows. Shall we?
Yes.
Unlike Anything.
Yes.
The two of you. I thought that was very funny. The Elton John movie. Unlike anything you've ever seen. Except for we have seen every single thing that's in this movie because it's based on life.
We'd be mad if it's on anything we've ever seen.
We'd be like, this isn't a Elton John biopic. At this point, this is a movie about space.
You've never heard anything like it. Did you have, you're on the pulse of things. Did you happen to know this was a musical? Rocket Man?
The way that you described it, I don't know what you mean by this is a musical. Like, do people...
Like he knew it was going to have music in it, of course.
Right.
But a musical means, like, the performers are acting it out as if they're talking.
Really?
Say that again, Hemda, sorry.
So the actors are acting it out as if they're talking.
No, but there's they'll say like two lines normally and then break into a whole song and then explain what's going on within that song with action. Then another couple lines, normal words, and then a whole song again.
That's basically what I said.
Yeah, but is it like songs that refer to what they're doing?
Kind
like
of. A musical? They're forced.
It's wedged in, yeah. How can you pass all his songs are going to, you know,
right.
go on a timeline of his life?
And they'll move the timeline, of course. You know, he goes into rehab, then does I'm Still Standing. And in real life, that didn't happen at that time. It happened before he went to rehab. But the whole thing was made so artistically and obviously not in order that I didn't care. I just cared thinking it'd be a regular movie, getting down to the dirt. And to me, it didn't because you can't. It's song.
Well, I like a musical, though.
Then you'll like it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but I don't know why they had to trick me.
Well, a little behind the scenes on this episode, I was having a really hard day, and I lost my mind at the end.
Really?
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
What was happening with your day?
I don't even remember. I was just like not feeling it, and this show like just totally uplifted me, and I had such a fun time.
That's nice.
It's so nice.
See, listener, you're not the only one.
Yeah, there are some times where I sit across from Keith and I'm like, God damn, I would subscribe to your show.
Yeah, you talked about listener emails and you talked about your new family, Keith.
Yes, while Hemda was out with Scrumpty Booba Butts.
And telling camping. Them to not like play on a dangerous thing and like being proud of yourself that you told them to get off a dangerous thing.
Yeah, so while Hemda's out camping, I had over my friend Adam's kids and Kyle's kids. And, you know, everybody was getting along. Everything was fine. And then at one point, Adam nods to me to show this little, you know, trailer garbage bin thing that's in my back area. Like, nods to me because he knows, like, these kids shouldn't be playing on that. Like, it looks rusty and dangerous, but it's not his place. So he nods to me, and I'm like, what is it? What am I looking at? What's going on? And I turn the corner, and just right away, and it is funny what a big deal it is to me, but right away, I just pull my thumb up, like, you know, the heave-ho sign, like, get out, and they get out right away, and I'm like, look at that. Like, you know, like, to figure out your role might be a thing. And I'm like, no, I know my role is I'm going to be your dad. You know you shouldn't be there. There's no conversation. Get out. And they knew it, too. They didn't go, who is this guy in my life now? They're like, yeah, you're right. And I was like, it's all those little things. You know, it's her shaking my hand this time, the daughter. And I'm like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
He still calls her the daughter, though, because, you know, you got to get familiar.
It's too late to ask for her name, because I think she knows mine.
Yeah. So have you had, like, one-on-one conversation with her about anything or just, like, hanging out doing things?
Just hanging out doing things. Mm-hmm. The very first time was the Super Bowl party that she was deliberately giving attitude. The second time was Chuck E. Cheese's, kind of in the middle attitude. And then this time... full on nice, but people were around, so there's no deep one-on-one.
Are you looking forward to that?
Not looking forward to it, because they're kids, but I do not mind it at all.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I like that Keith is honest about this, because he could be like, they're so wonderful, I'm just happy to have them in my life. It's like, I don't know, it's confusing and they're listening to me for some reason. That's cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like to hear you talk about it.
Yeah.
And then I could picture the moment with the heave-ho symbol and you just like your heart swelling with pride. Like, I did it.
Right. And I don't want it to sound like the one time I got excited was disciplining.
No.
But, you know, I was saying how I got a text from my friend Adam who said his daughter wants to move into your house and live with Kyle's daughter. And it was fun for me to go, hey, Kyle's daughter, look at this text. Isn't that something? Like, that's fun.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
It's bonding. And it's bonding without being like forceful of, well, I'm going to play this role. So I better like, I think kids can sense that also. Then you become this nervous, like authority figure. Right. And I think everyone responds negatively to that. So the fact that you're like, oh, you're staying away from me. Like, part of me is like, well, you have to be the nice one. But the other part is like, well, they have attitude and you're waiting until they're whatever it is. Maybe that's like, because it's the most honest, it's probably the most right.
Yeah.
I think I'm a decent guy. Kyle thinks I'm a decent guy. So I'll just be my decent guy and they'll grab onto it or they won't. if you try to fake something, they're either going to see it or misunderstand it anyway. So who cares?
They're not going to know why, but they're going to not trust you.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got it all figured out.
Honest to God. Yeah.
Yeah. You should have always been a dad for like once a year.
Yeah.
Father's Day is coming. What do you think of that? Do you think that?
I better get something. Right? I just thought of that. I didn't even think of it.
Like what?
Anything.
Another handshake?
Mm. A card that mom obviously bought.
Yeah, that's what she needs to deal with.
And camping. Camping, yes. So long ago now.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And so much has happened since then.
That's true.
But actually, you still always have the memories of camping.
I do. And the pictures that I grossly look at on my train to work. And like, I'm just like, this is totally normal. I'm just going to look at pictures. Yeah. And then I start like goofy smiling. And I'm like, I am a dork. Yes, wow. That's me. And sometimes I send him not pictures of me, but pictures of him. And go, you're so cute.
And you're telling me you had a bad day? I can't believe it. Wow. Can't believe it.
That's cool.
By the way, you're from Boston, right?
I'm from Worcester.
So we don't acknowledge Boston? Or?
It's west of Boston. It's not Boston.
Okay. So you will not be the city that may have the straight pride parade.
No, I'm from Worcester.
All right.
Very different.
Okay. Guess what it turns out? Turns out that straight pride parade is run by white supremacists. Who knew? Who saw that coming?
I mean, you know, come on.
Right.
Come on, guys.
I hear you.
Boston is not great.
Right. Do you think I'm onto something, by the way, speaking of movies, that stunt men, when they play foreign roles, for example, John Wick, it was always foreign people that were being eaten by these dogs. That Japanese movie, The Raid, amazing martial arts film. People are getting thrown off buildings. I don't know if I'm joking that I think they're killing them. And you never see these people accepting awards or on the red carpet or even in interviews. And it's because, obviously, they're dead. Should this be looked into it, or people think it's too silly to even look into it?
I would love for you to look into it.
If the government has a section looking at UFOs, just look into
it. You think they're all just in Guantanamo Bay?
CIA was looking up John Lennon. Just look into it.
We need an Aaron Brockovich for this.
Yeah.
You know?
I saw this movie, The Raid.
A civil action.
They're on the 15th floor. Guys are fighting. Throws them over the edge. You see them screaming. As you see them flailing about and screaming, bonk their head off a metal pole and they keep falling. Now, do you really think they're going to take the time to spend $100,000 on that 2-second scene when they could just pick up an immigrant at Home Depot and kill him?
Wow. Mm. That was so specific. Well, I almost lost it.
Just a thought.
Now, just a thought. I say, please, if you're a stunt person, call in.
If you can.
If you have an arm still.
And let us know if you're missing a friend.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are terrible stories. I mean, look at what happened to Uma Thurman.
Mm-hmm.
She got messed up doing her own stunt and Kill Bill.
They said, drive the car real fast down the straight streets. Surprise, she's driving. It's not so straight. Joke's on you.
And then she had to write about it in the New York Times, like 20 years later.
Right. Well, it takes a while to get your brain to remember.
She's like, no, by the way, Harvey Weinstein is really bad because not only did he do that, also he put my life in danger.
He didn't mind that I was driving that car fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
let's take a look into it.
I feel like maybe Uma is our Aaron Brockovich.
Perhaps.
We need to follow the thread.
Perhaps. Well, they got to report faster than 20 years at a time.
Uma, write in. And thank call you. In, thank please. You. Keith@keithandthegirl.com. And if anybody has a connection to Uma Thurman, listen, we got our red yarn out, Keith and I. We've got our bulletin board up.
Yeah.
We've got our thumbtacks. And we're just trying to put some stuff together.
Let me tell you something, too. If one of us goes missing all of a sudden, not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, if movies all of a sudden end up shitty, I apologize. These movies are amazing. I'm not complaining necessarily.
This is a good way, a worthy way to die.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be in line for John Wick 4. I'm just saying what's happening around
look into
us.
It.
Look into it.
What a humanitarian.
Right.
Look into it.
Thank you.
Was there a poll?
There was a poll. This time, of course, there was a poll. Do you Google your immediate family? That came because I was wondering why these kids of mine are wondering what I do for a living, and they think somehow I work in the toy industry with all the toys in my house. Maybe I test these toys. I'm testing the Simon Says right now, apparently. But they don't think to Google it, but they have their own phones.
Would you want them to, though?
No.
Yeah.
Right. You think I shouldn't put it in the universe? I just think it's odd.
I know, but I think that for whatever reason, like a child's self-centeredness is kind of a mode of self-protection. It's like you're just thinking in one very specific lane until,
careful, you know, what you ask, right?
Right. Because, yeah, like I don't know if you've ever interacted with like a really curious, precocious child who's listening to everything that all the adults say,
right,
and not being self-centered like that. And it's really freaky because they pick up on everything and then you're like, oh no, like.
Right. Yeah, they'll spit it back at you without a filter, and that's.
Well, I keep those Keith and the Girl cornhole things.
Yeah.
At my house because I have the outside and I'm a child. And so they see it says Keith and the Girl. Well, they know Keith, and do they think to themselves, I don't want to know who the girl is, because if it's not mom or there's another daughter involved.
Well, maybe they're just, you know.
I think they're disinterested in you, to be honest.
Yeah, they good. Just care.
Yeah, it's just funny.
I know, it is, but they're just like, who gives a fuck about whatever you do, I don't care.
Meanwhile, I'm looking through their backpacks when they're not around.
They're Googling stuntman death.
Right. Okay, as long as it's important stuff. So we asked the audience, do you Google your immediate family? 29% yes, 71% no.
I didn't until my dad said, did you know if you Google image search me, the first thing that comes up is my mugshot? Wow. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh. And then
I Googled how to communicate. Do adults know?
I was like, I'm not going to look. And then I did. So
how could you not?
How
He's
could you
beating
not?
Beating you.
Yeah.
What it looked like.
Rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yuck. I mean,
like they caught a mid-run or something?
He's a like 63-year-old guy getting arrested in Florida. It's pretty epic.
We heard about those weird but true moments.
Pretty good photo. Yeah.
Does he frame it or you don't know?
I kind of want to put it on a shirt.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Happy Father's Day shirt.
Oh, that's funny.
He and I had a conversation yesterday for like a whole hour.
Whoa.
Like yelling and getting into it, really like trying to say stuff to one another and have it sink in.
Like what? Like how he damaged you? Because what could
he was he be just saying he's back? Just basically like, why are you so mad? And oh, I'm boy. Being like, because of this. And also, like, I'm still the kid, even though I'm 31 now.
Your mom wanted you to exercise daily. I said no.
Yeah. He's like, I never hit you. I'm like, yeah, you were never there to do it.
That's the worst, because if he was in any kind of recovery, all he would say is just be humble and be like, you're right. And
yeah,
that's it.
He oscillates. Mm. You know, he's like, he's very like narcissistic at one moment, and then he kind of gets it for a minute, and then he goes back into his fantastic thinking.
So what makes you stay on the phone for an hour trying to discuss it with him?
Because it had been a long time since I felt like I was being real with him, and he kept like goading me, and I was like, all right, I'll just say it then, because you're not leaving me alone about it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's exhausting. And then at the end, you're like, did I get anywhere?
Yeah. And it was during my jog. So it was like,
are you serious?
A lot of, you know, output.
Wait, really? While you're running?
You're
yelling at him?
Yeah.
Wow. You are athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, I can hardly like do anything while I'm running.
It's the 1 minute power run. Just yell at your dad
about good.
How you were raised. You'll be done in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. This Father's Day, you know how like New Year's is when people start? No, Father's Day, join the gym.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Because he has all these friends now that are like my age, because he's doing like comedy and storytelling shows.
Oh, God.
And so he's like, I asked my friend like what she thinks about me and you, our relationship. And she said that, you know, she thinks that you just are in the big city and you don't care and you're busy. And I was like, don't ask someone.
And then don't tell me about it. Because what point of view does she have?
That means you told her that she's busy in the big city.
She doesn't know me. Right. And so, anyway, it's just crazy.
Can you tell him, unless he listens to your Whitey Puzzleman show, he does not know you, and neither does she.
Yeah, he was like, what's your thing again? And I was like, let me tell you again for the 95th time. It's fine. Whatever. We're working through it. You know, recovery, Al-Anon, it's all great.
After a phone call like that, does it make you sad? Or could he not make you sad in that way?
No, I'm used to it.
Okay.
It's been like this since I was born. So, So
no biggie, Dad. I'm used to this.
I did have a delicious dinner of fancy Mexican food just to kind of get over it. I needed to, because I was running and then I was yelling and then I needed to eat cheese. I don't have nicotine anymore. It was like the only thing that could help right now is cheese.
I relate so hard.
You know?
Yes. Guacamole?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Send it in.
After you talk to your dad, you definitely pay extra for guac.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like sweaty, like picking up my takeout, like wild-eyed. Fuck you, Dad. Anyway, I really know how to let loose. Let's move on.
Okay.
Text Me Back with Hannah Boone and Phil Corso. Mm-hmm. What a delightful duo.
Cute, right?
And Hannah is so cool and funny and beautiful. And I sent her an Instagram DM after the episode and that said, truly inspired by your shoplifting strategy.
A lot of people felt that way. That's so funny.
You are bold and beautiful.
And white.
You have white privilege. Yes. But also, so do I. So why am I paying for pharmacologicals?
God gave you a gift.
I know.
And what you do with that gift is your gift back to God. And are you taking advantage?
Exactly. Right. And I was just like, wow, she asks them to bag it.
That is amazing.
Oh my God.
Can you thank me? I'm about to leave.
Amazing.
Can I get an escort out, please? It feels a little dangerous in here.
I know.
A little behind the scenes, Phil, when she was talking about the first date, he turned a bright red that you've never seen before.
Oh my gosh.
He was singing into it, but like super cute.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because spoiler alert, they're together, but it was, I love hearing that, like the alternate, like what did you think happened on the first date? And it's like totally different than this other person who was right there. I love that.
Yeah. Dating, guys.
I know, right?
I went on a date. I went on two dates with the same guy.
Nice. Different guy you never told us about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He told me I have GPS, great personal style.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It corny is sometimes fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know what? That's a compliment. I'm going to pass everything else.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Now, we know the way to your heart. Is he...
Acronyms.
Acronyms and reservations.
He tried to make reservations, but the restaurant doesn't take reservations.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. McDonald's?
No. He's very fancy, and he's 10 years older than me.
Good.
And he's rich.
Nice.
I like
so
that.
So I'm a little nervous as I'm like, I don't know why you're talking to me.
I think you need, like, I think it's really nice. A 10 years older, they might have caught up to your brain.
And he has no idea what you make.
Yeah.
Money wise,
yeah,
no, but
well,
I mean, it's obviously less.
What do you wear on the date?
I did wear my feminine shirt.
Okay,
so
you're one feminine shirt.
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
that was what he complimented. So.
Does it have a little lace on it, a ruffle?
It's like got an interesting closure.
Okay,
you know,
not and your standard down the middle.
It's not cotton.
Okay,
it's a little bit of a.
A blend.
Like a mix. A fabric that's different than that.
a fabric.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know about fabrics?
It's not cotton. It's a fabric.
Things might slide off it and then land on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good for you. Yeah. He doesn't know. Don't worry.
But first dating, I mean, I don't blame Phil for being weird and looking straight ahead. you know, it happens. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was cute that Hannah was like, didn't think he was going to show up. So like didn't show up to the thing because that's like such a Bianca thing. It's like, well, you're probably going to fucking hurt me before we've even met. So I'm going to cut my losses and just not show up.
Well, I think I would do the opposite. I would show up and pretend I would be here anyway. Because I don't want to be as positive as I am, but I can't help it.
Hemda's waving and pointing to strangers. Hey, yeah. Oh, you're here.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, we made the date. Yeah.
My favorite something. What do you guys serve?
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah. Well, I was a little nervous bringing up the texting thing because I knew that it would make me seem like this needy girlfriend who can't get over their ex.
Yeah, Hemda.
You texted Xerxes.
You are so crazy.
I know. I mean, I got half the forums.
What a crazy bitch.
It's true. Half the forums is like, ugh, I would hate this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, a day in your life where I half discussed. I didn't come back to Xerxes and was like, motherfucker, when I say text and when we're, I was like, hey, I feel insecure.
Yeah. Seems but normal.
People took it as like, I'm yelling at them via text.
Because that's
like
how they take it. Because they're, if they have that, if they've done that, then they think you're their girlfriend or boyfriend yelling at them.
It's weird. Yeah. I mean, I get it because I think we all have done that at some point. You just kind of take it from your point of view and you get your own PTSD. And it's right. Like, no, you are not texting me. And I'm like, no, I'm not texting you.
Right.
I'm also not reprimanding Xerxes. I'm not yelling at him or blaming him for any of it. I really legitimate am like, when this happens, I get jittery. And most of the time I don't tell him because I can come down from it. But Newsy, Jerome was like, fuck this. This is why I don't want to be in relationships. And I was like, it seems we want different things from relationships. And he's like, yeah, sorry. I'm like, don't be sorry. It was totally fine. But it's just,
yeah.
I knew that I would come off crazy, but really, I think we all need to talk about more things like that, because if I were not talking about it or not being honest about it, then I would be fighting with him.
Yeah, so. I think it's great to report on your experience and, you know, then somebody listening, me, who's had the same thing doesn't feel as, you know, loony.
Yeah, and I'm also just in my head, it's part of why I was like, maybe I shouldn't have a boyfriend. Like, I know I have these small little things, but overall, it's like so comfortable and so nice. And the reason why I can be close to him is ultimately I know him. But every once in a while, I'm like, who the fuck are you? Right. But every once in a while, can't you just be like, who the fuck are you?
Right.
I don't know you. But hopefully I'll get over that.
Texting is a whole minefield. I mean, Keith knows.
Well, there's also like what people don't understand. We both got off a very long-term relationship and there's stuff where I'm like, oh, that's from your past relationship. Right. And he doesn't go, no, it's not. He goes, oh, I didn't even recognize that I do that. And it's not necessarily like shitting on me. It's just, oh, I might not need this information that maybe, you know, your wife did or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I had a crazy with this guy text situation where I reacted in a crazy way.
Yeah.
Where we had dinner and then he was like, oh, it might be in your neighborhood the next day. And I was like, oh, okay, let me know if you're in the neighborhood, like offhandedly. And then the next afternoon he texted me like, hi, just so you know, I'm not going to be in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's actually
this
nice.
This afternoon, right? Mm-hmm. And I was immediately like furious. Mm. I was like, we didn't have plans.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't care.
That's great.
You don't have to tell me where you're going to be in the neighborhood because also I'm busy and I'm already doing stuff. So like, who gives a shit? And nobody asked you to report on your whereabouts or whether or not you're going to be in the neighborhood. Okay. So don't act like I'm asking you if you're going to be in the neighborhood because I'm not.
And then he said, I might be around later. And she said, yeah, let me know.
Oh, I was like, go, because he's going to Hawaii because he's fancy. Mm. It's like, go to Hawaii. Bye. Fuck you. Never come to my neighborhood. And if you do, don't tell me. So. You can't win. You can't do it right.
That's great.
I was so mad at him.
Did you react at all?
In the text?
Yeah.
Well, he on the date was complaining about somebody in his group chat saying, instead of saying like, oh, I can't make it that week, saying like, I'm going to be in Bali that week. Mm. He's like, you don't have to say you're going to be in Bali. Just say you can't be there. Right. So when he said, I'm not going to be in the neighborhood, I said, I'm actually in Bali.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Good
and
job.
And I was like, no, I didn't think we had plans. Like I did get defensive a little bit, but then I realized he was just trying to be considerate. Yeah. And I'm really fucked up. So.
But you caught it. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny.
Did he say like, well, I'll talk to you later. Have a cigarette if you want.
He was like, he then explained, he was like, it was sort of a vague like, and he said, and I wanted to avoid any semblance of flakiness. So I just figured I'd clarify.
Right. Love this guy.
And I was like, yeah, that's really nice. Why am I such a freak?
And I had to clean up all the glass in my apartment.
Yeah.
So I was throwing stuff.
Well, one of the things, and this is so fucked up. You know, Xerxes and I were having the text conversation afterwards. And I go, yeah, I'm fucked up. But to be honest, how many of your friends don't lie to their girlfriends, wives, or otherwise, you know, females in their lives? And he took a beat and I'm like, just understand that you're already taking time. Right. You know what I mean? He's like, well, how many friends do I have? I'm like, don't fucking count your friends. Tell me if you have one. And like, he came up with one. And I know, like, you know, I could say the same thing to you, Keith, to you, Bianca. Like, how many guys do we know that fully confront whatever there needs to be confronted instead of hiding and whatever? And maybe that goes for women too. I haven't had the experience with women. I'm sure that that happens, but with partners in general, maybe. Name people who you'd be like, yeah, you can date them as like a person that I love. They will treat you right and whatever. I'm sorry to say, like if, so then I go, so you're the one? Okay, Xerxes. Like, oh, you're like super honest and will tell me everything? Sorry that I can't 100% believe you yet. Because every time it came to that point, somebody lied to me. Every goddamn time. So it's not just the 9 years with this last person. It's just people when they're so close to someone and something could fuck it up, even a little thing, they'll start lying to not have to deal with it. And I can't deal with that anymore. I can't with like, you're saving my ass, so that's why you're lying to me. I can't, not even a little bit. I'll fucking lose it.
When he said he had pizza, but it was a calzone, did you thought?
It was a stromboli. Right? Get it right.
Who knows?
No joke, though.
It was squash pasta. Who the fuck knows?
Later that week, he like specifically was like, I was at a pizzeria, but I got a stromboli. I'm like, no, this is not. Like, no.
You were like, it's Bianca. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's Bianca who's trying to catch you.
Yeah, I'm not testing your breath here. We're good.
Yeah. Breathalyzer. Was it pizza or stromboli?
She goes, I don't care if you lie to other people. That's fine.
How did you feel having the Weird But True member of the Weird But True team here?
It's exciting. What's more exciting is that apparently he didn't know any of these articles. But
it was fun to be like, hey, he told you you're not reading the first one. And
right.
Yeah. He took it really well when you're like, I'm doing you the
That was so
funny. The opening line is a bad pun, yeah.
But when people are like, hey, you're shitting on my thing, Keith goes, well, I can illuminate how shitty it is now because I was protecting you from the fire, but here we go.
Right. Yeah.
It was fun. He's fun. The articles were fun. I happened to have a lot of them saved up, and so that's when I decided to go through them. Yeah.
He's pretty mellow. He seems really shy, actually. Like,
I don't know if he's a cutter later, but at the time.
Yeah, he seemed like not really the one that's going to be on mic, but you know, he wasn't like upset to be there, but he probably like let her shine on the mic more because he kind of got red here and again when he had to speak, but super, super sweet.
Adorable.
Well, I like her when she misspoke and she's like, and you know, Phil, let's say he wants to find a better job or doesn't, he likes his job right now as is. But maybe he's also...
Comedians forget that people have normal jobs could like be affected.
Yeah.
Which is the greatest. Right. That's why we listen to podcasts, folks.
Yeah, that's the show where my dad sent me an email saying, Ricky died.
Oh, my God.
In his sleep.
Is the extent of my knowledge.
There will be no further questions.
The end.
Yeah.
Nobody wrote back.
Did you follow up?
No. I know it has to be Richard, my cousin on my mom's side.
Hey, you know what you should do? You should have... you should have fake Catherine write, "Hey, I heard that Ricky died and I'm so sorry."
Right.
And then...
Who's Ricky?
And then she'll be like, "Keith told me." And then that plants the seed that you and her are in contact.
Mm. Oh, that is good.
That is good.
I know.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm fucking good at this shit.
You're fucked up. Yeah.
I got a fucked up brain, Keith.
But you know what else is
fucked
up? Bitch,
we didn't have plants.
So good. But you know what? It didn't occur to me. Neither one of you hit reply all and said condolences.
Yeah.
Like, because he did say no more questions. So it's like, all right, fuck face.
Right.
But you could say like, sorry.
And I have time for two more.
Yeah, we don't know Ricky. We don't know what you're talking
about. That's what you should say. We don't know Ricky. We don't know what you're talking about. Send.
Yeah. You know what you should do? Oh, I have a good one.
Okay.
You should send a link to the song, "Hey Mickey, You're So Fine," but have it be Ricky. We'll re-record it.
Okay.
And then be like, "Here's a little something I made just to say I love you."
My fake ex makes this. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Or you. Right. Anyone. Or your brother or sister. "Hey Ricky, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey Ricky. Died in your sleep."
"Don't ask me anything more about Ricky. I'm done talking.
Extent of my knowledge." Yeah, that was a weird one.
Yeah, I'm done. He's like, "Ricky died. Leave me out of it."
Yeah.
That's what he wrote.
"This is not my family."
"Ricky died. I didn't kill him."
Yeah. Here, I was here the night it happened.
So strange. The poll was you and texting, and your choices are: I related to Keith and Henda, and it's implied who are sane and understand how texting works. Right.
Finally, he's on your side, Henda.
Henda can't even take it in. How sad. Henda thinks we're against each other. She's like, cause.
Yeah.
We're together on this, Henda.
Henda, he's into it.
That doesn't mean we're sane. You hear the crazy coming out of my face, right?
I'm more like Kat and Xerxes, my ex and Xerxes, who apparently it's anything fucking goes. Text if you want, don't if you don't. Mid-conversation, who gives a shit?
By the way, it turns out he was sleeping when he first asked me that question.
In his sleep, he texted.
How like, does he text?
Well, he like kind of woke up. But well,
don't say that
still...
he's lying or she's going to kill herself. What?
He's like, "I didn't want to miss the text from you, so I'm answering pretty much in my sleep." And I go, "Tell that guy to not answer anything in your sleep. You're giving yourself a bad look."
Yeah, then don't ask a question in your sleep. 57% are more like Keith and Henda. So... it's kind of 50-50, but that's still better
I
news.
I feel
than
like I try to be like Keith and Hemda, but sometimes I don't.
Because?
Well, sometimes I get, if I'm like depressed and anxious, I don't want to interact. I want to isolate.
So yeah, but that doesn't sound like it's mid-conversation.
Mid-conversation, I try not to be flaky like
sure.
that.
Sure, that's all I mean.
Okay.
You don't have to be on top of texts necessarily if it's a
I acknowledge
not an
that it's weird to just drop off.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all I was. That's
Let
what
me
I was
validate
saying.
You, Keith, and say that I'm with you.
Thank
in
you.
This
43% of people think they can just drop off unless they're changing the scenario and making it about them and however they've been corrected to something totally different.
Yeah,
like Andrea's saying, "No, Keith, if you text me and I can't get to it, then I can't." Well, that's not mid-conversation.
Right.
Then
yeah, because I do that too.
Then that's not, everybody does. We live. Then that's not what we're talking about. You know, it goes with what you were saying before. It's like when you tell somebody, "Oh, I'm going to the hospital." And they go, "I know what for." busted elbow. No, that's you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like the only time is maybe if you're texting and then somebody calls and you talk on the phone for a while. But mm-hmm. then I'll always try and be like, hey, sorry, my mom called. Right. And explain why or whatever.
I don't know.
Like I went underground or
just
something.
Just be normal people.
Just fucking do it right Thank for once you. In your goddamn life.
Something nice.
We got to move on.
Yes.
Wildin' Out with Maddie Smith. Another woman that you've had on this week that I have a huge friend crush on. Mm-hmm. I would like to be friends with Hannah IRL. And I've never met Maddie, but I want to be her friend.
Charming.
She's so cool.
She is so cool. Yeah, she's very easygoing. Very
Can't
genuine.
You picture us as friends?
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you.
We assume you're having a conversation. We come closer. You're just doing strange voices to each other.
She's so cool.
Yeah.
And great at just chatting.
Yep.
And I'm so excited to watch her on that show.
Yeah.
It seems like it's going to be really weird.
I would have a heart attack going on that
She's
show.
She's on Wildin' Out, and that should be out soon. Nick Cannon show on MTV.
So brave to do that.
So we asked her if she was going to have some sort of viewing party afterwards, and she's like, I don't know. And I get it. It's like, This is a big deal already if I invite people and then have to worry about if they're coming and what I'm going to do with them and if I'm going to be good and will I, you know, you're like in your own head while you're watching yourself and you want it to be about you, but you got to be like humble.
Right.
What you really want is like, I'm on TV.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know how they're going to cut it together. So you wait until about halfway through. And if you like it, then you call your friends. You go, come over now. Hurry.
I don't think I would want to have a party.
Right.
Yeah. I would be like, do it on your own time.
Yeah, I'd have
Leave
to
me walk. Out of it.
Because it is strange. If somebody, you know, during the show, somebody asks for a beverage or something and you have to like, you know, just point to it. The kitchen. Where are beverages, idiot?
Yeah.
I'm watching me.
You can't. Or like you pause and it's like, I need to watch all of this.
Right.
This isn't a casual thing. But I think I would invite people because you all know the kind of crazy I am and it's just going to have to work that way.
Yeah, you would.
You would. You fucking would.
I would. Yeah. Would. Oh, speaking of, I asked my boyfriend if we can host a Who? Brunch.
Who?
Xerxes.
Okay.
And he said yes. So you will all be invited to a special brunch now that we know how to make quiche.
Okay.
Oh, I heard about this quiche. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. I do love quiche.
It's a tasty quiche.
Yeah, you're lucky you got some of that quiche.
I know that.
It was very hard to hold on to. I kept saying all weekend, I'm like, I have to bring some for Andrea and Keith because I was coming in on Sunday and I couldn't because I already told Andrea we're making it. And she's like, oh, I'll come over later. And I'm like, okay.
What'd you put in it?
Kielbasa
and cheddar.
Yummy.
And eggs in hers. Yes.
This is a big behind the scenes thing that I don't know if people know. Mm. It should be called Quiche and the Girl because there's a place around the corner that has great quiche and we always get it. And Keith is very adamant that the kind that we like is bad, but we get the other kind and it's like a whole quiche thing. Who wants quiche? Soup? What's the soup?
Do you know that? So I get the one with the ham. They get the one
which is the original. You're actually right, but I hate ham.
What do you mean he's right?
Of course. Somebody has to be right. And they get the one that's broccoli. And here's the funny thing. They both cost money. Isn't that interesting?
Broccoli is good and good for you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I don't know that this broccoli in this quiche is doing anything for us, but
this is a vegetable. I count it.
It tastes really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we'll make quiche.
Well, anyway, Hemda's quiche was better than the corner that you're talking about.
Holy moly.
And thank goodness, because there's a lot of pressure. Somebody gives you food that they brag about making the crust.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it worked out.
I want to talk about 25 cups of coffee a day.
Yes. Was in London?
Yeah.
And they studied people and learned that supposedly now they're finding that coffee is fine. That was Diet Coke from Hemda.
I know.
So addicted. She had a tumor. We said, okay. And now here comes tumor number two. Anyways, so they did a study and they said, you know what? It doesn't matter how many cups of coffee you have. You're just as healthy drinking 25 cups. And even if we weren't clear that, let's say a cup is 6 ounces.
Right. Mm-hmm.
25 is still a lot. And they said people that drink 25, it's the same as drinking a cup a day.
Which
is the same as drinking none.
It seems so irresponsible to put this study out.
Yeah, but I think it's not the same. It was just a study about the effect, the long-term effects on your arteries of the heart. So it's obviously not the study that it affects you the same way in all areas.
Yeah, your bowels are affected. They're not in that study. And your stomach is affected.
Yeah, and you're probably not sleeping as well, and your brain is all messed up.
To me, the article is saying coffee is good for you, and it wants to put that message out. And if I'm mistaken,
or that it's not bad for you.
Yeah, and if I'm mistaken, it just fucking feels like propaganda, and it feels like you're
man. Yeah, big coffee is fucking.
Hey, that's a good point. Is Xerxes into all this conspiracy stuff like Hennessy was?
Yeah, no. Man. Okay. Fuck the government.
Right. No. No, the biggest thing is that we're in a simulation, but that to me is.
Just that. It's that nothing's real.
We're in the multiverse.
No, just with him, it's.
The Mandela effect. In another universe, pizza is Stromboli and always has been. Xerxes, learn about it.
We're all made up, but once you acknowledge that, you can use a made-up microwave.
No, but I wanted to say, so with regard to bringing it full circle, mm-hmm. the nicotine issue, this woman who was on an episode of my podcast, she's a chemist.
What podcast is that?
Whitey Puzzleman's Crossword Hour.
Nice.
You can subscribe and listen and enjoy. But
available everywhere podcasts are.
It sure is. And she's a chemist. She's getting her PhD. And I was telling her about quitting nicotine. She was like, well, how much did you do a day? She's like, the nicotine on its own isn't that bad for you. But basically, she said, you're having the equivalent of a cup of coffee an hour, like how much you're doing, which is roughly 25 right. cups a day.
What, like the speed of it?
As a stimulant. Okay. So she was like, if you could cut down and have it occasionally.
And like just have a cup of coffee.
Like you do a cup of coffee, then, you know, you could probably handle it, but it doesn't seem like you're body is set up that way. And I think coffee, for some reason, I'm not addicted to it in the same way, although I have like wanted more since I quit nicotine. More coffee.
I see.
So, you know, 25 cups a day doesn't seem that crazy to me.
Somebody on the forum said they drink over 25
cups. I saw that.
These people are alive.
The thing is I get the similarity. But the physical act of drinking 25 cups.
Yeah, the liquid of it.
The bathroom breaks, the bowels, your stomach lining, mm-hmm. the stuff that comes with it. It's 25 things a day. It sounds like a lot of whatever it is, but it's a lot easier to pop like candy at your desk mm-hmm. or something, or text someone 25 times a day. But to drink, you have to make hot coffee, you know, there's a whole thing. Yeah. Like there's no coffee maker that makes 25 cups in one shot, right? So you have to like keep doing it. There's a whole thing happening.
Yeah.
How much time in the day does
it
take?
It could go back to like the people who go outside for a cigarette. Like sometimes your work is so boring that you just walk to the coffee just to have something to do.
I hear that.
Because you can't just tell your boss, I want to walk around the block.
Yeah, you should be able to tell your boss, I want to walk around the block. If I was the boss, and wait, I am. and it's like people who work here sometimes like, can I go out for, whatever the fucking end to that thing is. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because to me, it's the same as asking to go to the bathroom. If you need to go outside, go outside.
If you need to go to the bathroom outside.
Please.
It's your business.
Yes.
By the way, I thought everybody drank coffee. Our poll.
Yes, yes.
He's getting a little bit big for his britches, science-wise.
They drink coffee 2-1 to non-drinkers.
Okay.
So that's still a lot of non-drinkers.
What do you mean, 2-1?
2-1. So let's say, I'm not sure if you can say this with percent, because it's not 50, right? It's not a third, is it?
You're looking at the wrong.
Oh, two to like some people.
So the amount.
The one is people who don't drink coffee at all?
Correct. And the two is people that do drink coffee.
Oh, correct. That's a shock because I would think like 80 to 90% of people drink coffee.
That's what I thought.
Well, I like the people on the forums who are like, I just drink tea. I'm like, okay, bitches, what kind of tea?
Right.
Like, this, everything sucks. A
monster tea.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh, I just drink tea. Me too. I'm so mellow.
So a lot of European and global listeners on the forums. Mm-hmm. So perhaps it's not as common, I don't think, to drink like coffee in the way that Americans
That's
do.
True. My mom drank tea all day. And I didn't notice how much she drank, except when she came to visit me, she came for 10 days and she bought a whole Tetley, I want to say, like whatever pack it was. Mm-hmm. And I so remember this. There were 100 tea bags in there. It was gone by the time she left. And I was like, that can't be. But it was. So yeah, she only drinks tea. But you're drinking 100 cups of tea.
Well, she knows how to make tea have flavor. She uses 5 at a time. That's the secret. Yeah, well, also, they don't deal in cups over there, these foreign lands. It's like
Well, kilowatts. Yeah, that was the whole thing on the forums. I think Finger Lakes was like, I only have 2 cups of coffee a day. But then turns out it's like the equivalent of 1.5 liters. And then Landfear was like, that's not 2 cups. Right. And what even is a cup? Because we don't have that. And I was like, oh my God, the global community is an outcry.
I mean, what's a coffee cup? You guys have different fucking coffee cups? This is a slightly bigger coffee cup and we all fucking know it. So however many ounces or milliliters or whatever the fuck you measure with, it's a cup. We're not going to 7-Eleven and getting the big gulp and going, what, it's a cup.
No, but that's what Finger Lakes was
doing. Okay, Finger Lakes.
But he's cool and
of course
he is. You know, shout out to him.
Yeah, he's but we roast the ones we love.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe cut down Finger Lakes. Yeah.
With that said,
we're a little bit concerned.
So. Those ulcers in your stomach look like a cavern.
It's going to be okay. Anything else, guys? Do you have any questions for me?
How do you feel about Xerxes?
Being my boyfriend.
How do I feel about
Xerxes? How many hours a day do you think about me and my boyfriend Xerxes?
You know what's fun? Is whenever I just want to like poke around in the studio, I just bring up Xerxes because Andrea and Keith lose their minds. So now it's just a game that I play.
Yeah, except we know it's not.
Okay. I mean, it's also fun for me, right. But.
Except it makes me feel good and flutters.
All right, I have time for a couple more questions. I'm going to give it 110%. And just focus on winning this week.
Cool, cool, cool.
What's when do you have your next date with this new guy?
I don't know. He's in Hawaii right now.
Indefinitely?
Until the middle of the week. What? And we don't have any plans after that.
That's where his family's at?
No, he's at a friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So just for like a few days?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do we get pictures for proof or we just go with it?
That he's in Hawaii?
On a wedding.
I'm not going to.
No.
Do you follow his social media?
No, I didn't even know his real first and last name until this
date. I'm going to have to pardon. Pardon?
He introduced himself by a nickname because he asked me out in IRL.
Okay.
Hey, it's me, Johnny Motorcycle. I'll go with it for now.
And so all I had was this 4-letter nickname to go on.
Okay.
And we... You know, people I work with tried everything, like Google-wise, and we just could not find him. So, I don't even know if he has Instagram.
Was it a regular word, like cool?
Yeah.
Or was it weird, like
ackle? K-E-W-L.
I'll tell you, it's Chip.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Chip, you know?
That's so, that's his made-up name?
Well, that's his nickname.
Oh.
For Marvin.
Well, is that how you knew he was rich? Because who else is named Chip?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's on a cycling team.
He's black, right?
No.
Puerto Rican? What is he?
She has an inkling.
Yeah.
So. Well, I mean, how are you going to steal stuff together on dates?
He doesn't swear.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's very fancy. I don't know. Whatever, we'll see.
Interesting.
I don't fucking care.
Are you
don't
drawn?
Tell me where you're at. I don't care.
Do you want to kiss him?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just trying to see
where. I did.
Yeah, you kissed him? Oh, was it good?
It's all right. What's so funny?
Yeah, I think that was funny. And I'm sticking to it.
Okay. All right. That's all we have time for.
I mean, don't rate that in a card.
Okay. Enough questions. That's all we have time for. Hey, Ricky, you're so dead. You're so dead. You died in your sleep. Hey, Ricky.
Who's Ricky?
Hey, Ricky.
Who's Ricky?
Hey, Ricky, you're so dead. You're so dead. You died in your sleep. Hey, Ricky.
Who's Ricky?
Hey, Ricky.
Who's Ricky?
No further knowledge of the issue. EthanTheGirl.com.